Amen. You can be seated. Let's fire for some time. Oh, give me volume quickly. Give me volume. Listen to me. See, many times Satan is not happy and he doesn't want to give up. Don't. I wrote the book of Luke. If you check the verse 1 of chapter of the book of Luke, why not show us? The Bible said, show us. Can you show us quickly? Okay, if you are fast. If you are not fast. Okay, don't worry. Now, if you read the book of Luke, you will find out that the doctor Luke began to tell us some things. He said that in the days that Jesus lived, he was such a man that was, pay attention now. Are you with me? It is because of what God wants to do in your life. That's why Satan is fighting. So you cannot afford to now miss out. The Bible said that Luke began to, he set himself to engage this kind of assignment because in the days that Jesus lived, he was such a man that everybody knew. Please help me. Stop touching it. This one that is walking, leave it. Remove your hand. Remove your hand. Let me be seen. Remove your hand close from it. Please. Leave it like this. Jesus was so popular in his days that nobody can deny. Even though he was a minister, he was such a person that even the government of the day knew him. Even the hierarchy of the religious sects, from the Sadducees to the Pharisees to all the sects that was found on those days, they knew him. In fact, the man on the street knew whom Jesus is. Even if he has not met him one-on-one, he has heard about him. Jesus was such a man. He was a popular man. In fact, I need to tell you that one of the proceeds of his encounter in the wilderness after 40 days of fasting, in the book of Luke chapter 4, the Bible said that the Spirit, he was the one that spoke about himself. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. And after that testimony, the scripture said that his fame went all around. His fame went all around. It will mean that there is something that came upon him in that wilderness that have the capacity to make his fame to go everywhere. Such that in certain seasons, people will hear that Jesus is about to come. He has not yet arrived. He's about to come. And all the city will gather all the sick people, gather all the afflicted, gather all the oppressed, gather all the demonized, all the people that need the gospel. Because before Jesus came, the gospel was such that it cannot be preached to men of the lower ranks. Many of you don't understand what the gospel means. Gospel is for something that is only meant for kings. You see, if you serve the king as a messenger to the king dare not bring bad news. Actually, if you have read the scripture well, you will remember that there is an occasion of two messengers that we are supposed to carry a news to David about what has happened when his son Absalom was ruling. The first man came and he was so interested in passing the news that he went there and told him, your son have died. Meanwhile, kings don't receive bad news. Even if something bad happened, you must find a way to communicate it without saying the real thing that happened. So the point I'm trying to make is that the highs of the society can only entertain good news. And good news is what the gospel means. And before Jesus came, this good news is only meant for kings. It was when he arrived, he said that there is an anointing on my life. And that anointing is tailored towards ministering to them that is of, he said, the poor. So there is a specific anointing that is given to Jesus to minister to the poor. It was that anointing that he came with. And suddenly, the whole society was gathered to him. It was not something that was common. Many men have made attempts to bring men to the point where they will begin to walk in the things that God have ordained for them. But it was not possible. It takes an anointing to preach the gospel so that men will enter into the reality of what you are talking about. Jesus said, I needed an anointing to preach. The question now is, what is preaching? A man have not truly preached or taught.
until the reality of what you are teaching is opened up to men in the spirit and they can enter into it. So when a man appears and begins to tell you people that you need to pray, you need to fast, we need to enter into a revival, we need to, and the spirit and reality is not at work in his life, and the anointing to dispense that kind of gospel is not on his life, then it will mean that men will hear it and not enter. So the Bible said, from the day of John, John the Baptist was such a man in the spirit because he was an omen. He was an omen. Remember the scripture that said, I, you and your children shall be for signs and for wonders. Many days we used to explain that scripture and we say, we are for signs and wonders. The people in the world, they will say, we are for signs. You notice that there is no sign and wonder, because what the scripture is actually saying is different. It will mean that when a believer lives accurate his life upon the face of the earth, it is like God is living his life through that man. So it will be like God is telling a story, because there is a scroll in the eternal realm that that man is taking cognizance of and then is living from there. It will mean that even though your roommate doesn't know what God wants to do now, you have become a sign and a wonder pointing towards God wants, what God wants to do. So you are not just saying it. Your living is a proof that God is around. So when a man begins to live that kind of life, then God can decide to use your vessel to manifest his agenda and his plans from day to day, from campus to campus, from faculty to faculty, department to department. You are a man that is aligned to the purposes of God. Such a man is a sign and a wonder in the spirit. And before a man becomes that kind of man, you might have to stay in the wilderness for long. And the Bible said that for John, he had his meal as locust and honey. His clothing was camel's hair, and he tied it about his girdle, and he stayed in the wilderness. That means there is a formation of such kind of men. When they appear, the surrounding influence upon the territory has no power over them. They live from a different civilization. The power that is bringing forth their manifestation is not in the natural. They are engineered and powered by a system that is beyond there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Such men will arise from here. And when you leave, people will know that you had an encounter with Jesus. The power that engineer your existence will be higher and more powerful than men have seen. The things that bring people down will not bring you down. The things that keep people bound will not keep you bound. Where men came and stopped, you will come there and man from strength to strength. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall run, they will not be weary. They shall walk and they will not faint. Such are men that have found another system to support their living. They are not bound by anything happening in this campus. That was the man, John. And such men are omens. You know, a sign and a wonder. Men that God can use to declare his agenda per time. So, people will be saying what God wants to do. This man, their life is an embodiment of what God wants to do. Are you not tired of hearing the prophecy of what God wants to do in your life and in this campus? Why not become that man that is a sign? When men look at you, burden strikes their heart. When men look at you, purity strikes their heart. When they look at you, fasting strikes their heart. I went somewhere and I just told the people, if you like, don't pray. What is it? And my brother, if you like, don't pray. And people are saying that fire is burning them. Fire. Somebody read it and went and prayed for 6 hours throughout the night. What is in? If you like, don't pray. It must mean that whatever I'm saying is a reality in the spirit. Amen. Sombre tapata kapaha. Kamanta kaporia. Fata pata kambre tapara. Ambeto kopara. And there is a system in the kingdom that everything a man is called to preach and represent will be such that he has lived for long. And the testimony will be the same in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible said of all that Jesus began to do and to what? Teach. It will become obvious that there are many teachers but few men that can do. Few men. We are tired of hearing what God wants to do. We want to see men that are embodiments. So from the day that John came, it became obvious that a new regime has appeared. And it came with a strong dimension of the anointing. The anointing is such that he have the capacity to be judgmental. So it is not just convicting you of your sin. Any man that stands on the way of that anointing gets crushed. So it's not such an anointing that you come and preach to a lecturer and say, why are you sleeping with your... And he say you will not pass. If he does it, he will go back home and not wake up. That is such the anointing that John carried. It is not such that when people rise to stand for God, they intimidate them. It is a different kind of anointing. The man stayed in the wilderness. He's not interested in your platform and your pulpit. He's interested in the mind of God. These are men of the woods. They have been trained in such a way that everything outside of their training ground, their secret place, is their place of abode. They know, if I can get to my secret place, then Satan has lost his power. Let Satan be doing what he's doing, but once I get back, then I will wear my garment and come out. See, men are small in the natural. In the spirit, you see heavy men. I pray that our eyes will be open so that we see our reality in the spirit. Then we will take our journey from there. Because a man that have not realized whom he is a man that will not be able to walk accurately in the dimension that God has ordained for him. Every man that appeared in the Gospels, they will ask you a question, because it seems as if the Jews have a documentation that no man appears as a prophet to represent God that just appeared. It must mean that you are representing a reality from the spirit. That means every prophet and a minister of the gospel, every man that God called to achieve something for him, is a representation of a dimension, a reality from heaven. And that reality is calcified, embedded in a name. So when he appeared, they ask him, who are you? It was Jesus that came back and told us, you see that John you are talking about? He's actually Elijah. My brother, who are you? We need to know, because, are you with me? The price you are willing to pay to enter into your ordination is dependent on your capacity to understand your ordination. So, it is possible that some ladies are here, and when I speak about this thing, they can look at Nabike like this and say, it's just you be his men of God, though. You are missing the point. There are women like Esther. She might not carry the mic, but she will be in power. She will hold the neck of men that are in power. And she has the capacity to shift it to any direction she wants. Meanwhile, you will see her well dressed and well good looking, you know. Everything about her is looking delectable and feminine. And you will say, oh man, this one is just a damsel. They won't know you are a damsel with fire. Fire in your bones, pepper in your chromosome. They won't know that before you wore that gown that is looking nice, you came out from a 3 days dry fasting. That was the testimony of Esther. They say she used all everything, but before she came out, she came from a 3 days dry fasting. Until they touch you, they will see that the jealousy of heaven is upon your life, young lady. I have a body, and I want God to raise wild men in Southeast. You see, I'm your brother, so I understand your pain, and I understand the limitations, not just because I heard or saw a prophecy, but because I was there too. Something need to happen to you. Something need to be released from heaven. Those days, I went to preach. I went for outreach in this campus. I'll be preaching. There's one of my roommates those days. There's one fellowship around here. He went and checked the damsel. Watch, O ye Esther and Deborah, hear me. And when he checked the damsel said, come to fellowship. If you come to fellowship, I think there is too much movement at the back. And I don't like it. Ushers, are you doing your work? The damsel said, come to fellowship. Once you come to fellowship, I will agree. Meanwhile, I preached to that my roommate for long. We did Bible study for 4 hours. That's when I understood that your doctrinary right doesn't convince men.
There is what we call anakazo in the spirit. Anakazo is called the compelling force. It is what compels man. A young man that is an addict on many levels, sexual addict, cocaine, all kinds of stuff. He said, we invited him for program. He said, me, like this, come. But on the day that the program is about to start, he said, it seemed as if he was hypnotized. He cannot explain what is happening to him. He saw himself packing his bag. He was telling himself, stop, stop. Yet he couldn't stop. I mean, the one that is under addiction is trying to stop. But another one is held under power. Men don't believe all these things you are talking, eh? If it is so, Jesus will not tell the disciples to tarry. Because he has taught them everything they need to know. Yet he told them what? Tarry, tarry. For every witness you are supposed to bring to a sphere, to a territory, there is a commensurate grace and energy and power that you need. I tell you. And the Bible said that they that compare themselves with one another, they are not wise. It will mean that if you compare yourself with your neighbor, you say, oh boy, will they do well? Oh boy, will they do well? Because maybe around the circle you think you are the one doing well. That's wrong. You need to be carried and then you see who you are. Imagine if John the Baptist began to compare himself with the priest that is in the temple. I hope you know he's from the lineage of the priesthood. In fact, part of the reason why he has to be the one that will baptize Jesus is so that he will bring accreditation and validation, because he's standing and representing the priesthood of that day. So, and the men of that day knew that John is coming from the lineage of the priest. So when they asked Jesus, by whose authority are you doing this? Jesus didn't say anything. He said, by whose authority is John doing his own? Because it was John that called him and said, this is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And he baptized him and said, this one, follow him now. It will mean for you to criticize the authority of Jesus is that you will criticize the authority of John. And for you to criticize the authority of John is to criticize yourself. Because John came from them. Just that a time came, he knew that it is not about it's not about who can do better. It's about what I'm supposed to do. And he entered the wilderness. Where men are wearing fresh regalia, taking new titles, and being ordained inside the temple, John was in the woods with no title. He was a man hungry in search of God. He was not willing to come out until something comes upon his life. He knew that a generation is depending on his cooking, his subjection to the refinery of the spirit. If he doesn't come out with something, a generation will be bound. Let me tell you, the destiny, the problem with you not coming out and manifesting and living your destiny is not about you. You can decide to remain small, but a family will remain small forever. I believe the reason why a campus remains the way it is not because outsiders, like ministers like us, have not come. No, it's not a new minister you need. What you need is soldiers to arise. Everything God needs to deliver a territory is inside the territory, it's not outside. If God wants to do a mighty work in this campus, he will do it with the men inside. It will mean that the men inside have not arisen to the level, accurate level it takes to enter into their ordination. They have not seen themselves. They have not yet seen themselves. They have not yet seen themselves. Lift up your hand. Ask God to show you a new dimension of yourself. A new dimension opens up a new vista of capacity, of ministry. And then there is an equipment commensurate with that new revelation to make for manifestation, make for empowerment, make for empowerment, make for empowerment. We need to know, we need to know. You are not praying, pray a little. Pray a little, pray a little. How many minutes do I have? Somebody smuggle it for me. Let me. Back to our lecture. The person that wrote the book of Luke. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Is the same person. Ah. hand of God will come on 50 of you here. I like your amen. But this one is beyond your amen. Even if you say no, it will not happen. It will still happen. Because how many of you are old enough? I don't know. It's been long I watched NTN News. Do you still watch NTN News? Nelson, do you still watch NTN News? But the days we watched NTN News, all these people wearing the same color I'm wearing, what's happening? Are they the people? Something will come on you. Why are you wearing my color? May you be significant in Jesus' name. If they are doing NTN News, how many of you have watched NTN News before? And they come and say, Fulani herdsmen kill somebody in Benue State. And you are watching it and you now say, amen, amen. The person giving the news, is she aware? Does your amen affect anything in that news? Why? Because the thing has already happened. He's just casting the news. So I'm casting news for you. And I want you to put yourself there. Many of us became what we are because of this. I went to a meeting many years ago when I was about to graduate. And when that meeting was about to end, we prayed all night. And then God told me, pray for 2 more hours. There are pastors, big men of God. Sorry, I'm using you. There are pastors like Nelson and big men of God. So I was even thinking that they are the one. Until God now touched me. I said, give me 2 more hours. I said, why are you? I said, look at pastor this, pastor that. It was that 2 hours that I gave God that occasioned an encounter for me in this campus too. Because I lived in the hostel throughout my 5 years in this campus. I didn't just live in the hostel, I lived in one hostel. There is a hostel called the Ninjoko. That was the hostel I lived. And one of those days, I was a 5 or 6 month strike. And the hostel was empty. I spent that 6 months totally lost in God. And I knew God was with me because the things I'm doing were the things I couldn't do before. Let me tell you, it's not enough to fast and pray. It has to mirror God. God cannot be manipulated by your too much fasting. It has to be according to His will. In fact, accuracy in the realm of the spirit, in the dispensing of our spiritual discipline, is such that you would have traced the will of God concerning your life and concerning the territory and align yourself. A man that did business in fasting correctly for 1 hour, or let's say 6 to 12, is more powerful than the man that fasted 7 days dry, that is out of alignment. The only thing that you will receive an impartation of awesome. Do you know how many things you are handling? I know many people that went to fast like that and demons came on them. People went to fast like that and loss came. They are now wondering, I thought fasting should have handled this. Why am I now opened up to loss? Why is Satan now attacking me? One went to his village to fast. And when, as he was fasting, the deity of the village struck him. And the spirit of death started following him. Everywhere he is going, he feels as if he wants to die. He wants to die. And he's a powerful man of God. It will mean that there is a disalignment. Because once you are in alignment, even if Satan comes before you, nothing will happen to you. The Bible said, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. Why? Why? So because the Lord is with us, there is nothing Satan can do. Labor for alignment. Turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, labor. You are not saying it well. Tell your neighbor, labor for alignment. Yes. Even Jesus testified in the book of Hebrews chapter 5. He said that there are 2 key things I was able to do that made me the house of God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5. He said that sacrifices and offering I have not brought. But what did I do? A body. He said, and a will surrendered in the next verse. It will mean that the greatest secret to carrying God and carrying the presence of God is a body that is met, that met the standard of God, and a will that is surrendered. So if a man have not taking time to seek out the will of God concerning a matter. Engagement in it is an effort in futility. In fact, the Bible said that it was Paul praying that the Lord will take us deep with all spiritual understanding to understand the will of God. It will mean that even when you know the will of God, probably you are supposed to do this, there is still labor to understand the dynamics of the will of God that you already know. A young man heard and God said, go and do this for me. He now left. After he left, this, he now realized that it was not time for him to leave. So that even though that God told you, there is still timing to what he told you. Outside of time, it will seem as if you are frustrated. Satan will take the same thing that it seems as if God told you to kill you off. And then after some time, you will wonder whether it's God that told me, Abi, what happened? Is my own different? Is it not the same thing I'm doing? I want to save your labors in this campus so that it will not be wasted. The Bible said that the labor of a fool wearies him. Why? Why? He doesn't know the way to the city. That will mean that there is such a thing as the way to the city. Labor is not enough. You need to know the way to the city so that every ounce of spiritual engagement will pay. Guess what? An average young man wastes 50% of his. That's if you are good enough. Huh? You are very, very good. You waste 50%. It's actually more, but let me just say 50. So 50% of fasting prayer is wasted on the wrong thing. Then because God is a merciful God, he will allow you to, he will use the remaining 50 and be doing some work in your life. And in your mind, you will think that you have arrived because 50% is working. When you begin to mature in God, you will find out that what is important is not accumulating more, is making sure that less is living. Matured men in this, I have stayed with elders and I found out that they are more interested in not losing anything than gaining more. I stayed with my father in the Lord one day and I noticed that he cannot talk with you for more than 15 minutes if you are not a charged being. If your spirit is not charged, he can't talk with you for more than 10 minutes ever. Because he has noticed that the more he talks with people, the more he loses virtue. So he is more interested in keeping his virtue than even praying. You pray for 6 hours and then use Telemundo. Huh? You are not with me. You are getting me. You pray, you do fasting, you do everything, and then you now come back and use Avengers and dilute it. Now, is it bad to watch movie? No. I'm telling you the door that dissipates your energy. These things are nothing, but it takes wisdom to understand how to be potent and powerful in the spirit. Somebody that doesn't know this, we go to lecture and laugh with everybody, snap picture with everybody, do everything, is a believer, powerful, that even did night vigil 2 hours in the night. You went everywhere with them. Have you not noticed that by the time you are coming back in the evening, you are drained? How many of you have noticed it? When you are going in the morning, you are full. But when you are coming back in the evening, you are drained. Meanwhile, you did not do anything bad. You did not necessarily sin. It will mean that a believer lives from the spiritual resource called virtue in the spirit. That is the proof that you are living a spiritual life. So when you are engaging those things, somehow virtue is living. So by the time they now call you by 8 and say somebody is about to die, you now rise up. There is not enough virtue to minister to that. Meanwhile, according to God, if you have known how to keep your back door, the business you did from night till morning would have been enough to deal with the circumstance. God will give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. It is there that you begin to become accurate. You know the specific things to do in the spirit. Because the Bible said in the book of Ephesians, he said, I pray the Father of my Lord Jesus that he will give you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation in the knowledge of God. It will mean, if you go in extension to the book of John chapter 17 verse 3, that what it takes for a man to enter into his purposes and his fulfillment is the knowledge of God. But the Bible now told us in the book of Ephesians that there is an allotment of wisdom, a quota of wisdom allotted to you so that you will enter into the knowledge of God. And there is a quota of revelation. So your prayer now is that that quota of wisdom be administrated. Many times when we pray using this scripture, our focus is on revelation.
We have never thought about the wisdom part. Are you with me? Oh, it is wisdom that will make you know how to respond to a matter and a demand in the spirit, such that the things you saw in the spirit will become a manifestation in the natural. Many people, when they see things in the spirit, they categorize it must be fasting that I need to bring it out. Huh? But it's not necessarily so. Sometimes you see things in the spirit, all it will take is for you to go and evangelize. But you never know. It will take a wisdom for you to know that that is the key to the next season. You continue fasting and prayer. Oh God, do something in my campus. Meanwhile, the people that God intends to do that in through can only be brought into the kingdom by your evangelism. It is when you win the soul and fire comes upon their life, they will enter into places you cannot enter. But you are still praying. Continue praying. Until wisdom comes on you, you will know that it takes an allotment of wisdom to enter into the realm that God has ordained. I was asking God for a new season. I was fasting and praying. In fact, I was praying for 6 hours those days. This is around 2016. You know, these days praying for long is common. In our days, it wasn't common. It's now people say they pray for 10 hours. Pray for what? Huh. When we are in this campus, it's hard to pray for 1 hour. People pray, but it's only giants in faith that do it. Once you start praying like that, you become a giant. But this time around, everybody is praying like it is a proof that a revival is on us. A revival is on us. When men begin to pray like that. But it is important that wisdom comes so that we'll be able to shepherd and administer the revival in such a way that the end of God will be met. If you are a leader here in any fellowship, anywhere, you need to hear me. As I said yesterday, I tell you of the things that work. I don't have time to. These things work. Of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. Huh? I used to pray for 6 hours those days. And after some time, God told me, what was I doing when he encountered me the first time? I told him, it's night vigil. He said, who now? Who graduated you? That's the problem with many of you. There are things you were doing, and then God began to use you. Then you graduated into a man of God, and you stopped doing it. Many of you, is class to class preaching. This is how we grew. When we preached, we did not see the result that we expected. Yeah? It will make us to go back and ask God, why did I see this and this, and I didn't see this, this and this? Are you seeing it? And God is only obligated to answer the man that is obeying. The man that has no obedience in his life doesn't require. The last time you obeyed God is the last time you heard him clearly. So there are many people saying, God told me, I saw a vision. Carry that your vision and put it in a basket. Put it in the trash can. God is not moved by your vision. I know if I say this, prophetic people that like to see vision too much, they won't be happy with me. Divine. There is no problem. You will find out in the next 7 years that I'm correct and you are wrong. I tell you, I honor the prophetic, but young men and women are bound by what they saw in the spirit. Some of them saw and said that God will use me powerfully in this camp. Forget what you saw. What is important is what you are doing. It's not what you saw and how you are doing what you are doing. If you don't do the correct thing, somebody else will end up doing that thing that you saw. Because, are you with me? I told you what I started doing. If you tell me, you saw me doing it, I say thank you. I'll put it one side. I will face what is important in any prophetic revelation is, if there is instruction, then I will embrace it. If there is no instruction, keep it one side. Keep it and be doing what is important until instruction comes. So if I ask 7 of you the last time God spoke clearly, you will speak something that is not specific, something that a man cannot build upon. That will mean that wisdom is lacking, because wisdom comes when God begins to give you specific instruction. He asked me, what did you do last? I said, it's night vigil. What did you do last? When God used to walk in your life and your altar is coals of fire, what were you doing? What were you doing? What was the alignment? What was the corporate setting? What was the fellowship? Who are your brothers those days? Who are the men that is around you? It will mean that you have left wisdom.
and you are laboring and laboring, laboring and laboring, but you are laboring like a fool. And if you labor much like fool, Satan will heap more labor on you. He will show you more vision of where people is about to die. Where this one you'll be laboring, by the time you have done it for 3 years, you will find out you are dry like stick and God is not even close to you. I have a burden for you people. I want you to be correct. It doesn't take long, it takes accuracy. Those 3-4 years it took us is not necessary. If we labored correctly, 2 years is enough for a man to enter into something in a campus. I heard people say, I want to graduate, to make them do fast. You are in final year. Raise your hand quickly. Final year. Oh, glory to God. You know those days we are saying, let them do fast, let me graduate. You need to ask people that graduated where they are. Huh? Oh God, don't be in a hurry to graduate. There are people that graduated, they gave them certificate with paper, but God have not graduated them. Huh? That's why when they finish, God kept them back to still do ministry in campus. Meanwhile, their destiny is not campus ministry. It's just that they have not graduated. As far as the quota of work that God has allotted to them is concerned, they still need to level. Some of them, they need extra years. My gospel is hard one. God, use me, oh God. Make sure you fulfill. He said, are you sure if we answer this prayer, are you sure you want us to answer? He said, anything you want to do to me. Then I say, amen. Then I give you one extra year. Meanwhile, when you start interpreting it, you will not know it's court session that took place in heaven. And they decided it's better to have one extra year than to leave this campus unprepared. If you leave here unprepared, there is no better environment to cook yourself than campus. Any small thing you have in this campus, you will have one or two people that are willing to hear you. When you leave here, when you leave here and do ministry outside of here, in case you are caught or anywhere, you find yourself in a bank, in everywhere, you will see reality of darkness at work. You will see contention. Eh? You will preach, people will say they will kill you. Not demons now, people will say they will kill you. Who wants to listen to you? A young girl will just appear and tell his roommate and do one thing, and people will start listening to her. In campus, that is the only place it will happen. When you leave campus, you will find out that it takes a lot to compel the attention of men. It will mean that your hands have to be trained for war and your fingers for battle, using the environment of the campus as a nursery, so that you become strong and your feet established in the things of God. When you have gained mastery in the things that God has ordained for you, when you live here, it will not be another thing new. It will be an increase in the measure that God is working in your life. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. We are going to pray in the next 7 minutes. And I will trust that God has done something in your life to alter your mentality, to bring it to focus to the things that matter. And you will realize that there is much labor. Huh? When God took me in the spirit and I saw where I'm going, I now realize that what they called me before is not what I am. I used to be very, very quiet. Oh. Very, very quiet. I don't know if you even know me when I was quiet, but that time I was not even much quiet. But I used to be very quiet. I believe you are Igbo people here. They used to call me, my name is Chedu. They used to call me Chedu Kwogu, meaning that I'll be comfortably, my introvert is times 10. I will sit at the back and be enjoying you people and smiling. But be part of it, I cannot. They told me what I need is an office, a quiet place, and serve God quietly. They lie to you. They lie to you. You don't know yourself. Until something comes on your life, your definition is not based on what you are in the natural. As a matter of fact, God might have to break everything you are in the natural and build another temple in the spirit. It is that temple he built in the spirit that he can inhabit, and from there he will achieve his agenda. So many times, people that are extrovert, they laugh and they say they are evangelists. Who made them evangelists? Because they are extrovert. No, it's the anointing on a man's life that determines what you are supposed to do. Huh? They told Saul, they said, the spirit of the Lord God will come upon you. What will happen when it comes? You become another man. There is another man you need to become. And should I tell you, anytime the baptisms of God come upon a man, he becomes another man. See, is this hard for you to understand? There are many men you will become before you become the ultimate man. That's what I'm saying. And each season that God wants to bring you to a new layer of your identity, He orchestrates a baptism. I was talking to a man, a young lady, said, I asked the lady, how many baptisms do we have? He said, Okay, I told her there are many baptisms in the scripture. She said it's only two baptisms, baptism in water and baptism in the Holy Ghost. Is it true? Huh? Is it true or not? Choose one. The first sister. Because we need to extract answer from you. If it's true, you give us evidence on true. If it's not true, you give us evidence on not true. Sit down, don't worry. This is your father's house. Okay, let's not waste time. The thing is that the lady told me there are two, but there are no, it's not two. If you read the Bible, even from Old Testament to the New, you will find out many baptisms. In fact, the scripture was speaking, he said that the children of Israel were baptized into Moses. And I began to wonder, what does it mean to be baptized into Moses? You will not understand what it means to be baptized into Moses until you realize that they also said in the New Testament that certain people were baptized into Christ. So it will mean that there is a baptism to bring men into the functions of the old covenant, and there is also another baptism to bring men into the functions of the new. It will mean that it's not a coincidence that those men have to pass through the Red Sea. It is a signature of their baptism. In fact, they passed through Red Sea and then came out of Red Sea and passed through Jordan, and those two things are signatures in the spirit. It is in the Red Sea that you are brought into Christ. So you are taken from the world into Christ. But when you come to Jordan, the world is taken from you, because Jordan is where the flesh and the old man should die. The things that you are in the natural have to die in Jordan. Are you with me? I'm not here to teach you those things, because that is every man that passed through the Red Sea must pass through Jordan if he will become effective. And when they pass through Jordan, the Bible says, pick 12 stones as a sign that you pass through Jordan. Actually, there are many men that want to do ministry for God that has not passed. If you have passed through Jordan, there is proof. And the proof is the stones that you gathered out of the foundation of the river. The Bible said that this will be a testimony to all generations that a day came and you passed through Jordan. It will mean that a man that have passed through the circumcision of the flesh will have scars on his body on the journey. And men, as long as you live upon the face of the earth, it will be a sign that God touched you and circumcised something out of your life. There are certain things I cannot go back to again. Not because I'm not a human being, but because there are things, scars left on my body and on my spirit, my soul, to testify that there is a day that God led me through circumcision. If I sing on a higher key, can you catch me? Oh yeah, play. When I talk again for the next 3 minutes, the hand of God will begin to move here. The angels of God will begin to move. You know, Moses said, you have told us what to do, but you have not told us who you are sending with us. It will mean that if some of us, our ministry will be authentic, then there will be many that go with us. And I'm trusting God. One of the things I'm trusting God to do is to leave some of those things in lives and in the territory. Listen to me. Jesus was the one that told his disciples. He said,
tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued. Tarry till when, my brother? When you are tarrying, tarry till when? There is no time duration. Do you know why? The things we seek is not bound in time. It's not something that came from time. We are waiting on the immortals, and we are waiting from support coming from the eternal realm. It will mean that we cannot use time to measure when we have met up with the standard. Are you with me? That is why it is tarry until. And for some people, the requirements can be met in 2 months. For some people, 2 years. Depending on what God wants to do and what He wants to release. Are you with me? So this scripture is what I was not able to grasp. My God, my heart bumps. It was something I was not able to grasp for years. And I continue to do ministry without what it takes. I mean, I have other things, so, but what it takes is lacking. There is such a thing as what it takes to compel man. There is such a thing as what it takes to compare men. See, listen, just keep it flat. Don't add those, just flat. Move, let me hear you. Just play, let me hear you. Yes, that's it. Don't do the rest. I never knew, and I went on preaching the gospel. I never knew there is something it takes. Until God came and told me, I know I have called you to do something, but can you wait for me sufficiently? I was in this campus those days. Remember I told you about a fast I did. When I finished that fasting, I came back. And God told me, what I actually require from your life is not 5 days fasting. What I require is a fasted life. I said, God, you don't know me. Me, I can't fast like that. Oh, I like food. Somebody saw me. He said, you like prayer, you like fasting. I said, you don't know me. I don't like food. I don't like fasting. And I don't like prayer. It's because I've realized there is no other way. Touch your neighbor and say, there is no other way. If there is another way, Jesus would have told us. The disciples daily, they were looking to see if there is another way that they will lay hold on this matter. But if they found out there was no other way, he said, the bridegroom will leave and you will fast and fast. It is a fasting that doesn't have a time limit. It is until something comes. Because a man have to arise. And the testimony from that day is from the day of John the Baptist. A family is liberated. When you go back to your family again, they will know that something came upon your mind. When I came back from youth service, my mother said she saw me. And when she saw me, she said I was wearing a garment clothed in white, that I was so shining in the spirit that a man can pick a pin. And my mother is a minister of the gospel, so she's not a novice. It is from there that she knew that something has come upon my life. When I came back, they went and put me back to where I used to be. I was quietly serving in a small place until they organized the program and gave me a mic. They just gave me a mic. Let's just manage you. When they gave me a mic, under 45 minutes, everybody was under the grip of the power of God. My father was watching me like this. Is this the son we sent away? Another one have appeared. I said, they don't know you. They don't know you. When you tarry, your real identity will come out. There are baptisms that come upon men, and I can identify the seasons in my life where God brought fresh baptisms upon my life. The one He did before is good. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the one you did before, the one you did in first year, the one you did in third year, but there is another one for where you are going. Baptisms. And I can prove it for you in the scripture, because I don't have time, that there are several baptisms that the apostles received that is beyond the one that happened in your parable. I hope you know that the one that happened in the book of Acts chapter 4 is the same thing that happened in your parable. The Bible said they were filled again with the Holy Ghost, meaning that it is the same operation, it is the same scenario, just that the function from this one is a higher dimension. It has come to the point where there is a contention on the faith that they have, and all that they had before lacked the capacity to stand before this kind of contention. So they needed something more. And the Bible said, when they prayed, what happened? The house where they are sitting, it shook. Have you prayed before and the house shook? Huh? I used to think that was a story until I did you service. Those days I will lie on the bed after long prayer. The glory of God will descend on the bed, and my bed will be shaking, and my bunkmate will be afraid. What is happening to our bed? Because the glory of God descend. I'm not here to tell you my story. You cannot become the kind of man we are except to have several encounters. You see things that is beyond the natural. My eyes have seen things. Sometimes I'll be studying, then the angel of the Lord will come from a window and enter. Suddenly I will feel the atmosphere being filled with the glory of God, and it will become so deep that I will fall out from the chair, and God will speak from that cloud and tell me that at this time of your life this will happen. Is that the kind of life you come out and be afraid of Satan? Is that the one you will come out and be afraid that you will fail? Oh, if you are serious like this, they told the lady, if you are serious like this, you will not marry. The reason why Satan wants you to stay like that is so that you will miss the real person you are supposed to marry, so that you will become what God has ordained for you. A young lady met me and said that they told him to stay in a fellowship and behave like this so that you will have husband to marry. I said, how old are you? She said she is 20 years. I said, you are 20 years and they have used marriage to cage you. You need 7 years of working with God, at least 4 years. Between 20 and 24, you should dedicate it to Jesus. Don't worry, when you marry now, you like twins, you carry twins like this and the other one. And then you are praying, you find out that the level can, the standard of God is sure. You will only receive grace to fulfill what it takes. But if you marry, the standard to meet up to your calling have not changed. It is still the same thing. You see, I'm talking to somebody now. So if you are in a hurry, let me be engaged. Oh, this one I'm leaving. Let me find someone. That's how they deceive the young lady. When I began to talk to the young lady, after praying and groaning for long, she found out that she's even relating with the wrong people. People that lack the capacity to lead her to her pasture. Because when a lady finds a good husband, the husband should be a shepherd, a pastor that will lead you to a pasture. So when a man lacks that capacity, you want to marry and pack your destiny somewhere. Then you will remember what God told you 5 years before you married, and none of them got fulfilled. Because marriage can either be a liberation in your destiny, or it will be a cage for your destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So Jesus told them in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Show me Acts 1 verse 8. That's where we are stopping. Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. Many of you are not reading, but no problem. I forgive you in Jesus' name, because we would have done it 7 times. Now, the Bible said, "And ye shall receive power." It's not a suggestion. Hey, Nelson. I see some people saying, as you are talking about power, I'll be talking about character. As if any of them is optional. They come and tell you, don't talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Oh, what is important is the fruit. Is anyone optional? Both the fruit and the gifts, in fact, should I even tell you? You don't need to talk about the fruit. It is not optional for you to develop it. What is optional is power. In fact, I found out the tendency is for a man not to develop the power dimension of the Christ that is in him than the fruit dimension. The purpose of you coming, what your pastor is doing every day in fellowship, in church, is to develop the fruits. That is actually what they are doing. So it will mean that the focus of discipleship and coming to church daily is the development of fruit. But more often than not, people don't pay attention to power. And when I say power, people think it's only miracle, signs and wonder. You have missed it. You need power to be a believer. There is power that is at work in you. Say the power at work in me. There is power. There is one at work through you and on you, but there is the one at work in you. I hope you know it is power that makes a man pray for 6 hours every day for 21 days. What we call that power is prayer power. There are people that can evangelize every day for 6 months. It takes power to live that kind of life. If you have tried to evangelize, we know that you can't do it
I mean, not whether you win soul or not. Every day the person wakes up to go and evangelize. It takes power. It takes power to pastor people. If not, you'll be frustrated. The same people I have pastored for long. It takes a lot of power. To be a believer, you need power. To be a believer, to wake up in the night and pray. And if it's in some of the places we go, the witches and wizards will sit upon you. There is a demon called the spirit of slumber. Have you encountered that demon, sister? You have not cared to check the Bible. Called the spirit of slumber. That will mean that slumber is what? A spirit. You have not. That's why when slumber comes, you'll be washing your face. It's not face you need to wash. What you need to say is, you spirit of slumber, I command you to come out. Leave! Because it is a spirit. Let me tell you, there is a difference between sleep and slumber. Slumber is when, if you hold your eyelids like this, you cannot hold it. You will notice that your eyelids is heavier than two bags of cement. That's when you will realize, are you with me? It is a spirit closing your eyes. Meanwhile, if it's a movie or discussion or argument, in female hostel or male hostel, you can do the argument till you won. And then when you say, let me now go and pray, you pray for 15 minutes. And then you pray, shagabalalaba. The greatest mystery I've seen is the possibility. You know, it's possible for somebody to be praying. The person is standing and sleeping and praying. It's possible. I've seen it. What do you call that technology? I cannot manage it. I will fall. But people have managed that technology. It is slumber. It is a spirit. After that thing, if you want to do another thing, you will see the person alive. But once it comes to that, it will happen. And the way you will know is that it will happen today, and happen tomorrow, and happen at least every week it happens. Say after me, I need power. I need power to be consistent. Consistency is as a result of the work of a spirit. If you see a man wake up every day and is praying and studying, there is a spirit empowering him to do that. Because in case you don't know, the flesh is fighting it. And Satan is fighting it because he knows that if you continue in that journey, what you will become will be a wonder to this world. So what do you think he will do? He will engage all the forces of the flesh, the forces of darkness to weigh you down. But when a man rises with the power of the spirit above this, did you touch this thing? Are you sure? Then it will mean that there is power at work. There is power at work. Those days I served as state prayer secretary in NCCF, and that is what they call Jenko. We did Jenko till 1-2 a.m. in the night with all the stress. But that hour is my hour of prayer. I was so tired. I told God, Kai, Father, you know I'm tired. Tomorrow, let me sleep small. If I sleep today, I did not sing. God said, okay, my son. Now, have you spoken to your father and you told him to do something? He said, okay, you can do. You know that you can do is the man doesn't like it, but he feels probably let him allow you just to do it because of the way you have pestered him, because of the way if he doesn't do it, if you will feel as if he's wicked, he will just allow you to do it. That's what happened to me that night. And then God gave me a revelation of the resurrection power. It was that resurrection power that I realized that day. And I knew that a man can live consistently in the place of your altar and die there. If you realize the power that is at work. This is the power that Paul knew. The power that Paul was speaking about consistently is not even the power to do miracle. Paul was saying that if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in you, you can pray for 24 hours non-stop. You are not praying because you want to pray, but because a spirit is praying. There is a song, play that song for me. There is a praying spirit within me. Do you know what happened to me that day? I now beckon on that. For 1 hour I was struggling. But after 1 hour, I broke through. What I noticed that all my tiredness was zapped out in less than 5 minutes. I prayed like a madman. I prayed till daybreak. I prayed more than I was praying the days I was rested. It was then I realized that a man prays by his spirit. So a spirit walks inside of you to release power. The Bible said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. What you receive is that the Holy Ghost come with the capacity to release power. Then the word dynamo is like a bicycle. How many of you have, I know you have climbed bicycle before. When you pedal bicycle, there is mechanical energy that can be converted to another energy. That is what happens when a man prays in tongues. Keep a rumble. When you pray like that, power is generated. Power to power everything in your life. So you notice that your anger begins to reduce because you are filled with the spirit. There is a power that is powering your new system now. Once you are drained of the spirit, you will notice that the flesh will start coming up. It is a proof that the power to live the Christian life has started diminishing. Are you with me? We need to cry for power today. And I don't know the power you need, because the Bible said that that power in the book of Acts is dynamic. You know what is dynamic? The power, the dimension of power you need might not be the one that Nelson need. Nelson might need the one to, if he speak, everybody will now be afraid. You might not need that. You might need the power that if you call a fellow young lady and counsel the young lady, even if he's the heaviest sinner, the person will break down before you and cry. You think it's normal? It takes power. It takes power to call the greatest sinner and speak to the person. I have seen ladies, they call a fellow lady and say, Jesus loves you. And the other lady begins to cry. I say, what is in Jesus loves you? Me, I used to say it and nothing is happening. Why did you say your own and something happened? Say after me, power. We have to lay hold on something. It takes, and so many of you have positions and you are executing your position without power. It takes power to disciple men. Somebody came and said, it's about discipleship. I said, it takes power to disciple. If you don't have power to disciple, it will take you 7 years to do what would have taken 2.5 years, 3.5 years. It takes power. That is why after Jesus is through, he will send them to go and test. That means that his discipleship is under power. And when he was through, he said, don't do anything. You will go and misrepresent me. If you don't have the empowerment it takes, there is a man that men are looking for. You are not the one. When the real one appears, it's not by physical identity. It is about the functions that we release from the spirit realm. We need to pray now and ask God that I am tired of this one that I am. Thank you, Jesus, for what you used me to do before. But I know that there is more. Tell your neighbor, there is more. There is more. And today I will touch something. Something will come upon my life. Something. I was in a meeting one day. My father in the Lord was ministering. And me, one of my friends, probably you even know the person, but I will not tell you the person. He was ministering. Suddenly, I felt something drag me from the congregation. And I came and lay down in front of the altar. There was no altar call. And after the prayer ministration, I turned to the other side and I looked. I saw my other friend lying on the other side. It was there that I left that meeting. I noticed that something came upon me. From that day, it seemed as if a dimension of utterance was released upon my life that I can speak for 3 hours without thinking of what I'm speaking. You see, utterance is not so much about Bible study. It's about the things that God has all the Bible study. How can it be flowing in 1 minute and you will not stop? You continue talking. You continue talking. The reservoir, God will begin to put hand on it and begin to bring it and the right diction to convey the heart of God, because it is not just about what you are saying, it is how you say it and the words that you use, and then the energy and punch and power that backs it up, so that when it comes upon the heart of man, it will burn like laser. It was then that I realized that utterance comes like laser beams. When it comes from the heart of men, it can cut you to 1,000 pieces. You can't listen to those kind of men and be normal, because something will be shifting you. I found out you don't need to like me, Nelson. They don't need to like you. They don't have what it takes. Wherever you are, stand on your feet and pray. Just put your hand on your head and say, God, let something come upon my life today.
especially some of you that is in the field, that is in ministry, some of you that are leaders, some of you that are pastors. I see many people that are calling pastors and everybody. You need to pray now and ask God, let something come upon my life. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagun Eshemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagun Eshemba. Yeshua. Yeah.
Yes, Jesus. Yeah. If you're a young man here, this is the time to pray hard. Find the name of Tutu. Face to face. If you're a young man and you have a number beside you, God is about to bless 7 young men. He says something. 7 young men. After this meeting, people will testify that something has shifted in your life. If you're in ministry here, this is your moment. God sent me to give you a suit. Holy Spirit, we adore you. 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 Fire, fire, fire. Holy Spirit, we adore
Activation by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Clothes of fire, of power. Clothes by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. There are three intercessors. God is increasing your rank in the spirit. He's increasing your rank. Make sure you are focused. When you pray now, the reach that you have in the spirit will be increased, and the things you are able to affect will increase. Anoint them, Holy Ghost. From my left to my right, 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 from my left to my right. Holy Ghost, by fire, by fire. Is remaining one more person. 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 Anoint. Bring the person forward. Bring him forward. The lady at the back. Bring her. Let them stay here. The angels are walking in front here. Stretch your hands towards me. There is an activation. I see the Lord releasing a healing anointing. This anointing is specific. It is to deal with internal organs and pains. Any place you see broken bone, pains, internal issues, that anointing will be, you will feel it, it will begin to burn. For some of you, your hand will begin to shake. For some of you, your hand will begin to burn. Help that lady, help that lady. Your hand will begin to burn. It's a healing anointing. It's a healing anointing. It's a healing anointing. It's a healing anointing. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Stronger. 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 Help that lady in the middle. Stronger. Stronger. There is a lady in the middle. In the middle. In the middle. Not in front. In the middle. The anointing is still coming on a young man, on a young man, on a young man. Please pay attention. It's an activation service. It's an equipment service. You can't go back the same. Something must happen. One thing must drop for you. Holy Ghost, help me and find that young man. From my left to my right, help me and find the young man. Help me and find the young man. Oh, the anointing is still moving. It's 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 still moving. Stronger. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Everybody that is a prophet here, you are being activated. For some of you, your gifts have been dormant for long. You used to see well, you used to hear well, but after some time it became dormant. It is activated now in the name of Jesus Christ. And every eye that need to see, begin to see. Every ear, begin to hear. The prophetic anointing is coming upon men. For some of you, you will hear. For some of you, it will come like utterance. For some of you, it will be by the mouth. For some of you, it will be by the eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the prophets be activated. From my left to my right, from front to back. The hand of God is moving now. Pay attention. It's moving. It's moving. It's moving. It's moving. Make sure you are praying here. Pero soso barata baha. Kana kabenante. Abra toka baha. There is an activation. The angels are around you. They 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 are around you. Help me find them. Help me find them. Help me find them. By five. By five. To my left. To my right. To my left. To my right. To my front. To my back. To my left. To my right. To my front. Help me, sister. Help me find them. 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 Whether you are not or not. Help them. The hand of God is on that sister. The Bible said, thou art my battle axe and weapons of. And the Lord wants to raise warriors in our midst. He wants to equip them. I will pray for you now, and the Lord will activate many of you a weapon in the spirit so that you begin to function today. Weapons, weapons. A young man was encountered in the spirit, and a demon of lust that manifests as a dog, you know, dog, witchcraft and lust, it came, and the young man had only broom, you know, broom, to fight the spirit. And if you do like this, the spirit will do like this and come back. He said, shy, he will go like this and come back, until one day God gave him a weapon, and he had a sword. when the spirit came again, he struck the spirit, even though the weapon wasn't strong enough, until another encounter, and the Lord changed the sword for him. It left, the color was green before it became red. When he struck the spirit the third time, the spirit was cut into two. I tell you, some of you have weapons in the spirit, but it's weak. It is too weak to contend with what you are facing. A man of God, come, let me pray for you. It is too weak to contend with what you are facing. Lift up your hands wherever you are and ask God to equip you with one thing. One thing that if you appear next time, Satan will bow because of your equipment. You need something new. Some of you, it is not something new. The one you have to be increased in his potency. The Bible said there was an angel that stood between heaven and earth. And the Assyrian conquered and destroyed his soldiers. He was slaughtered in one night. Can you pray for everything? Listen. You are prayed. Don't pray now. Let me pray for you. Just play on the keyboard. Close your eyes. Be quiet. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the weapons be released. Let it be released. For many of you, you have even labored in prayer and fasting. What you need is an activation. What you need is a download. What you need is a function to begin. I come from the office of my calling. And in the name of Jesus Christ, let weapons and warriors be released and activated in this place. Be released and activated. Be released and activated. We release the ministry of warrior angels in this place now. Let them be released and activated. Released and activated. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Let it come stronger. 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 It's coming now like fire. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Warriors are weapons. 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 Some of you feel it like an anointing on your head. Some of you feel it like a garment on your shoulders. Close your eyes. It's still moving. It's still moving. There are three specific people that will come under the power. But there are many that the Lord is working upon. Three specific people that will come under the power. One, two. Where is the third person? Three specific people. Three specific people. Three specific people. Help me, Holy Ghost. 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 The Lord is telling me he's releasing strength. The Bible says for everyone that sitteth in war, there is a need for strength. Sometimes the work you will do is the work of many people, but you need strength to stay there. Call that young man for me. Father, I release strength over this house. Lift up your hands. I release strength. Such as I have, I give to you. The spirit of strength and might. The spirit of might in the spirit. The spirit of might. It doesn't matter whether you are small in stature. The spirit of might by the Lord. The spirit of might by the Lord. The spirit of might by the Lord. Might, might. Receive it now. 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 Lift your hands in this place. Lift your hands. God is around this place. The spirit of might. The spirit of might. Let men be clothed. Help me, Holy Ghost. Let men be clothed. Let men be clothed. Let them be clothed now. 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 My God. 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 Stronger Holy Ghost. 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 Stronger. 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 He's coming. Help me and find the person. Help me and find the person. By power, help me and find the person. 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 Holy Ghost.
Dear leaders in this place, I want to pray for you quickly. You are a leader. You are an executive. Can you just stand here quickly? Lift up your hands. Be fast. And pray in the spirit. Join your hands together. Be fast. Be fast. Why did the guy leave his keyboard? Rush back. Be fast. Stand behind them. Stand. Come together now. Stand here. Somebody, come, come more. Come to the front. Stand. Stand. Join your hands. Lift it up. Lift it up. Father, I ask for an empowerment on these ones. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Blow. There is space around here. Don't stand. Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. It's coming. At the count of seven. At the count of seven, shout fire with the whole of your strength. Then the fire of God will come upon you. Blow, blow. Blow like a mighty wind. Are you part of these people? Come closer. Come to this place. Come inside. Don't stand on top of that place. Come inside. If you are not part of them, go back. Make sure you are not standing on top if you are part of them. There is space here. Come closer. Come closer. I will just release the power of God once. So you need to stay close. Cover us with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. I see the glory of God in this place now. The glory of God is here. Blow, blow.
tremble like a mighty wave. Spirit of victory, cover them with your wings. Your glory, let it come. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wave. Spirit of victory, cover them with your wings.
At the count of seven, shout fire with the top of your voice.
Blow like a mighty wave. Spirit of victory, cover them with your wings.
My God,
blow, blow, blow like a mighty wave. Spirit of victory,
one,
cover them with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wave.
Two,
Spirit of victory, cover them with your wings.
Three,
blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory, cover them with your wings. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory,